Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good to know that it's Friday. I suppose some people think it's good. I don't know if I think it's good or not. Haven't quite decided yet. Friday is Friday, Thursday is Thursday, Saturday is Saturday. The world keeps moving. As the world churns, we're on top of it, as it were. Remember the old song, I'm sitting on top of the world. Remember that, ladies? The ladies of the day are here to sing along. I don't think I've ever heard Jennifer sing at all. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan.
Guess we're going to have to go out for karaoke one night.
Right.
No, you're so full of it. We sang karaoke together on my birthday.
Oh, that's right, too, when we went. Yeah. I'm so full of it.
I've sung actually on this program before with you.
Okay, so.
Sometimes I can't repeat it when I don't know the song.
You don't know that song, Sitting on Top of the World?
Not really.
Wow. The things that the youngsters miss today, folks, isn't it? Awful, the things they don't know. Good heavens. All right, so
there's
I want to know what
stuff that you guys don't know that we have. That's
might
our
be,
own.
For an example. Give me one example.
Well, I mean,
of that.
Songs and stuff that we have that we
it
love.
It means something anyway. Right. Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't songs mean something to us that we like from our generation?
Most of the songs today are terrible. Not memorable.
I got news for you.
All right, Gramps.
But I've got news for you. We're not that young.
Okay.
I'll at least speak for myself. I'm not that young, and I don't know that song.
All right.
It's a problem. It seems like we age every day. It's amazing.
All right, so did you keep yourself from aging going to Mar-a-Lago and down to Florida? Tell us a little about that trip. That's been gone for a couple of days. What happened? What was going on? And what?
First of all, I'd never been, just to, like as a point of reference, I'd never been to I call it South Florida. A lot of people in Palm Beach are like, we're not South Florida, because apparently that's Miami.
No,
that's
it is. Yes, right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, but look, if you draw a line down the center of the state, it's Southern Florida. I'd only been to Orlando and like Jacksonville driving through. So it was really, it was beautiful. It was very humid, which an LA girl like me, you know, it's rough for me to adjust, but wow, it's really, really gorgeous. And everything is very pretty and clean and pristine, and gas prices are cheaper. It was very different than where I live in California. I took a picture. The gas was like $4.09 a gallon, which, you know, I'm paying still over $6 a gallon. So that was fun to see. But, I was there to go to Mar-a-Lago, which I did on Wednesday, and it was beautiful. I loved it. We didn't get to go into the main part of Mar-a-Lago, but we were in the pool area, and then we were in a ballroom, and it was lovely. It was like kind of a who's who. I laughed. I was like, oh my God, Victoria would die right now.
She'd have itchy skin at least.
Guess who I saw, Dougie? Yeah, sure Marjorie Taylor Greene was there.
Oh, really?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Matt Gaetz was there. Louis Gohmert was there. It was like a who's who of, like, the people that you see on
who's
the
who
cable news.
Whack jobs. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
No, but, well, not really. I mean, I don't know, maybe you think so, but, like, Rudy Giuliani was there.
You're okay. Adding to the whack job list.
Yeah, right.
I think he's amazing. I still like Rudy.
Yeah,
I know
you're
saying
guy.
So, but,
yeah,
look,
yeah,
it's different folks, different strokes.
Yeah,
So, yeah, and then a lot of the influencers, conservative influencers and stuff were there. We were there for the premiere of 2000 Mules, which wherever you are politically, I would urge you to watch it. There were a lot of questions about the 2020 election and election integrity, and what Dinesh D'Souza and the filmmakers did. It was started out with this nonpartisan group that had been formed in 2010. And if you remember the Republican candidate that got brought down in North Carolina a few years ago for voter fraud, and they had to redo that election. There was a special election in North Carolina. It's because of this group. So they go after Republicans. They go after Democrats. They go after who, you know, basically just looking at the security of elections. And so their work has been proven. And they heard all the hoopla about the 2020 election, and they said, okay, well, what's different this time around? And it was those unmanned voter boxes that are on the streets, right, which many states implemented, not every state. I know we still have them here in California just sitting there. They had them in a lot of the swing states. And so they used geo-tracking, and this is where it gets crazy. You know how they track us on our cell phones, where if you walk into a Ralph's and you buy dog food, then all of a sudden you're getting ads for dog food, right? This is a very powerful marketing tool that a lot of companies are using, and they do it through your cell phone, the apps that you download, and tracking your location, essentially. And so they bought geo-tracking information for areas around these ballot boxes in just a handful of swing states. And they were able to put together that people were visiting these unmanned boxes, like 30 of them a day, 47 of them a day. And so they started, like, drilling in, and they filled out a FOIA request, the Freedom of Information Act request, for street camera footage around these ballot boxes. And what they showed, street camera footage, is stunning. You have people walking up in the middle of the night, pulling their car up, 3 o'clock in the morning, shoveling in 3, 4, 5 ballots. Now, in most states, like in California, you can ballot harvest for whomever. But in places like Georgia, or I think Pennsylvania is the same, you can only ballot harvest for people in your family or if you're a caretaker. And so the argument is, how can somebody that they tracked now on these street cameras go and put 5 ballots in one box and then drive down the street and put 5 ballots into another and 5 ballots into another? And someone actually got arrested for this in Arizona because they were able to fingerprint the box and they caught this person. Well, at that point, you can see that people started wearing gloves, so that which indicates that there was an organization to this. So you see them putting the ballot boxes in with gloves and then tossing their gloves away. And they would take pictures of this activity because that was how they got paid.
You saw them in this movie that you're watching?
Yes. Yes. And there's
actual
footage.
How did they get all this? Because he filled out a Freedom of Information Act request.
But on the tech side of this, there are a lot of tech analysts who have already debunked this, because cell phone tracking can only go within a few meters of your actual person and not within a ballot box, which is always in a busy area. So there's already a lot of fact-checking and tech stuff.
Watch the movie. Because I think it's a convincing argument. And then watching it can't hurt. You know, you watch it, see if it works for you. The evidence to me was stunning. I felt sick after I left.
The voting system in this country is sickening. It's radical.
If this isn't an argument for voter ID and to at least get rid of these unmanned ballot boxes, look, it's worked for Republicans, it's worked for Democrats. Whoever wants to find an opportunity to cheat can do it in this system, and it's stunning. In any case, the way that they figure this out, and this is where you're taking a leap. So I will not even suggest that this would have changed the outcome of the election. I believe that it did after watching this, but I'm going to say that there should be an investigation before any of those, you know, things or any of those conclusions are drawn. But if you use their metrics, Trump would have still lost Michigan. Biden would have won Michigan. Trump would have still lost Wisconsin. Biden would have won Wisconsin. But Trump would have won Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Arizona if all of this, you know, does prove out to be right, which would have pushed him over Biden to win the election. So, look. I don't think that I'm under no grand illusions that people should be brought out of office and that, you know, what was. But if we want to be sure moving forward, no matter who the candidate is, because, look, I can tell you in California, ballot harvesting the first time around benefited Democrats. Then Republicans found out how to do it, and Democrats were screaming about Republicans not doing it right. So it does go back and forth. It volleys. If we care about our elections, I don't know. I'd watch the movie. It's 2,000 Mules if you want to see it. I thought it was really interesting and compelling.
So what kind of news coverage has come out of this? I have been looking around. I don't see anything.
Well, why do you think that is?
Of what? Newsweek? I'm looking at
the I know where the news coverage is for this. This is an event that should have some news coverage.
It does have news coverage.
Where?
Google it. I'm looking at it. Newsweek covered it. There's a whole bunch of local news down in Florida that covered it. I mean, it's there.
Okay. I didn't see any.
I don't think that this is going to be something that people want to cover.
I mean, it's like a private event, too. So, you know.
Well, there was the New York Times was there. I mean, there were publications there.
Right.
But I don't
know
how much
this is going to... They may have been
there,
but did they write stories about it? That's the question.
I don't know. I mean, look, editorial decisions are the biggest form of bias in the news media, right? What people decide to cover is biased these days. So I don't know that everybody's going to cover this.
In California... There have been subpoenas issued for ExxonMobil in the plastic pollutions probe. I wonder what you think about the Attorney General there announcing that his office has subpoenaed the folks at ExxonMobil as part of the investigation into the fossil fuel and petrochemical industry's role in causing and exacerbating the global plastic pollution. Don't you like that? The plastic pollution problem.
A lot of alliteration.
Yeah. So we're recycling only, 9%? Is that ExxonMobil's? Listen, I'm no friend of ExxonMobil. I avoid their gas stations because they always gouge everybody that uses them. They're always more expensive than anyplace else. So the role that they play, is it because the oil that's used to make the plastics is the problem? And
petrochemicals to make plastic is probably one of them. It's one of the top three biggest polluters on the planet.
Good. So why just go after ExxonMobil? As bad as they are.
They're the largest producer of it.
Oh, so go
after all of them. Aren't they? Well, yeah, but they're the largest, so you might as well start with the largest. And I think they have a California headquarters, so that's why it's happening in California.
Yeah.
I can shed a little light on this attorney general. So Rob Bonta is, he never has won in the state of California. He was appointed by Gavin Newsom because Javier Becerra was appointed by Biden to run HHS. So just questionable, but he was a big helper to Biden during the election. And so he got the appointment. And so there was a vacancy. And so got so Newsom points Bonta, who has done literally nothing. And now he's up for reelection. And so all of a sudden, in the last month, a flurry of lawsuits have come out, I'm sure, to try to get his name out there so that he can win reelection because it's his first time on the ballot. So when you ask why is he going against Exxon, it's because he's on the ballot in June in a primary field that even the LA Times says can be won by someone else running against him. So he also just went after Black Lives Matter because they weren't paying taxes in the state of California. So he's all over the place, but he's trying to get his name out there.
Yeah. Just the kind of thing. I don't listen. As I said, I don't find ExxonMobil to be great citizens, but it looks like they all ought to be in there. Maybe that's going to be the problem because they all aren't there. And then these guys will say, oh, discrimination, 18 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. Buy me both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, because my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans,
so I'm asking my doctor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast. You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Friday, it is April. What, April? What are you talking about? Today is May the 6th, isn't it?
Hello. We're also in the year 2022, for anybody who's writing 2020, like I have been this past week.
We're also approaching Jay's birthday.
Happy birthday to her. All right, we're not going to talk about
Phil's
that.
Phil's birthday. Holy smokes. Yeah.
Phil, happy birthday. Jennifer, happy birthday. Victoria, happy birthday. Happy birthday to everybody, in case I forget when your birthday
is. You too, Doug.
Thank you very much, yes. Okay, so Jennifer Gray is around selling her book, her memoir, Out of the Corner. And there are all kinds of conflicting stories about her relationship with Patrick Swayze. I would like to dig into that, if you don't mind, right after this.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Okay, so Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey, they were in a couple of different movies, right? But there was this thing about them not having any chemistry, and now there's this new revelation. So what is it, Jay? What's the scoop?
Yeah, so Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze were in 1984's Red Dawn, and apparently Patrick was playing a whole bunch of pranks on everybody, on Jennifer, and she was just, like, totally over it. She's, like, this macho guy, couldn't take it anymore. And she even said in their interview, she's like, please, this guy, that's enough of him. Didn't really want to do Dirty Dancing with him, didn't want him to do Dirty Dancing if she did it. So she agrees to do a screen test, and they're doing their chemistry read. And he pulls her down the hall, and he's like, I love you, I love you. I am so sorry. He gets tears in his eyes, and he's kind of like crying while apologizing to her for his antics on Red Dawn, and he's like, I know you don't want me to do this movie, but we could kill it. We could absolutely kill it if we do this together. And they kind of reconciled whatever issues they were having, and I mean, the rest is history. That's Dirty Dancing is a cult classic, and they look great together in it.
I guess I'm confused.
Well, I remember as a young person that she actually had, and this is probably very symptomatic, I guess, maybe of the time, but she was the one that had the bad reputation for being difficult to work with, I think. And people kind of, and I think it was because of the Patrick Swayze issue, if I remember right. It's very fuzzy because obviously I was pretty little when that happened, but I think there was that followed her around. But from what I read also, she had so many things over her head. Like she was dating Matthew Broderick and he would tell her that she wasn't pretty enough, which is what drove her to get the nose job.
Her own mother encouraged her and to her change her nose. Yeah, her mom was like, you'll get more roles if you change your nose. And it almost seems like her nose job was kind of the death of her career.
Well, her dad got a nose job before she did, so that's also strange.
Mm-hmm.
That's her for nose jobs. She was also in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Sister.
All right, 28 after this, the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story on Nick Miles. Hertz and Polestar have announced a new global partnership that includes purchasing of up to 65,000 electric vehicles over 5 years. Availability is expected to begin in spring of 2022 in Europe and in late 2022 in North America and Australia. For Hertz, the partnership is part of a company ongoing commitment to lead in electrification, shared mobility, and a digital first customer experience. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with cinematic mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks. Now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Planned Parenthood abortion clinics are preparing to shift people and resources away from red states in anticipation of the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Ayman Alsaidan, the medical director of Planned Parenthood, says blue states, including California, Oregon, Minnesota, Maryland, and Massachusetts, are taking steps to prepare for increased patients seeking abortions if Roe falls. Now, there is no study on how many lives would be saved if Roe falls, but in 2019 alone, over 629,000 abortions in America took place. Belton, Texas police say 18-year-old Kason Tyler Allison killed Jose Luis Ramirez on Tuesday at Belton High School. Parents from the school react on KCEN 6 News.
This shouldn't have happened to, you know, our school. But I'm glad that they did let the parents know what was going on.
Belton is between Austin and Dallas, Texas. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For the first time in America's history, a sitting president is appointing a disinformation department that's sole purpose is to dictate to Americans what the truth is. Representative Ken Buck, a Republican from Colorado, told Newsmax, hold the phone.
We're Article 1. We have the power of the purse. This announcement by the Department of Homeland Security that they have started a new effort didn't come through the Appropriations Committee. It didn't come through Congress in any way. They just decided they were going to take money that was designated for a different purpose and use it for this board. Completely unconstitutional activity. Senator Paul is absolutely right. What is the government doing deciding what the truth is and what is not the truth? Let the people decide that. We have a marketplace of ideas. We have always encouraged vigorous debate in the marketplace of ideas, and to allow the government, a very left-leaning executive branch, to decide the truth is dangerous.
Dragon Endurance,
has splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico.
Four astronauts successfully returned home from the International Space Station early Thursday morning. The crew splashed down underneath parachutes off the coast of Florida at 12:43 a.m. Eastern. My name is Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
After the hour, this is the DJV program. Friday it is with Jennifer Horn at the ready, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We're all talking about the nude beaches in Nantucket. Let's hear it for nude beaches. This is about the last place in the world.
Well, it's a topless beach, right?
Yeah, well,
I think it's just topless. Nude,
just topless, right, exactly. Yeah. Is there a big difference? It depends on what is being worn. Well, some of those skimpy things that you see men and women wearing leave nothing to the imagination, so might as well be, you know, there's little, what do they call those things that you wear, little, the things.
Thongs, banana hammocks.
Yeah, right. At any rate, topless beaches. Does that mean Nantucket's going to be more popular this year? More expensive this year.
Let me tell you that people that go to topless beaches are the people that shouldn't be going to topless
exactly.
beaches.
Exactly.
And it's a worldwide, that's a worldwide phenomenon. I was a young
Absolutely.
Kid, was in, where was I? I was in
You
Germany.
Could be in the south of France, you could be in Europe, you could be down in the Caribbean. Yeah. Not the, it's
I was
usually not the people that you'd expect or want to see topless.
No. And so I was in Germany. I did this trip. I was probably, I don't know, maybe 21, 22, something like that. And maybe, yeah. And I was there with my two girlfriends and a guy friend of ours. And we didn't realize we were there for some Catholic holiday, and everything was shut down in Munich, and we were checked out of our hotel waiting for our train to Italy that night. So we had a whole day to just roam the city. And we're... everything was closed because of this holiday. So we remember seeing this really pretty park that we had come across on a tour a couple of days before. And so we went over there and we walk into the park and we meet these guys who were there from the same area of California that we were. And all of a sudden, one of them picks up his camera and goes, "There they are." And they go running towards it and they start filming. And we're like, "What the heck?" It was a nude park. We didn't realize it. And you had these big old German men laying face down in the grass with no towel, butt naked, not just topless, but like face down in the grass.
Flabby
and I'm like,
butt. No thanks.
But how itchy is that? I don't even like Flabby to sit butt. On a towel on the grass because it makes you kind of like itchy. Can you imagine being sweaty and naked? Ugh.
The bugs that crawl around the grass too, what they're going to.
I know. Gross. I don't need them hopping a ride anywhere. Ew.
I remember telling the story about me when I was doing mornings in Palm Beach back in the 80s before this program got started. I was the host. There was a very expensive classical music cruise that was conducted in the Adriatic and the Mediterranean Sea. They advertised in New York on the Times. They advertised in L.A. on a television station. And then Palm Beach, they advertised on my station. So I was asked to be the host representing the American media, if you will, that had promoted. So I went and had a nice time. The first day I was on this ship was called the Mermoz. Every classical musician you could possibly think of was on this ship. And the tour at that time, this was probably 86, $15,000 a week to go on this thing. And there were families with children. Actually, I met a woman that I dated for a couple of years while I was on the ship. But the first morning when I went up on the deck and there wasn't a bra in sight, all these women were on the deck just laying, and they had these thongs on, they were basically naked. And I don't know why we're so immature. We all love to get into bed with nakedness, you know, our husbands and wives and stuff, or girlfriends and boyfriends, so I don't know what the big deal is. We're so immature here. But on the other side of it is there are a lot of people who are naked that ought not to be because they are just ugly. And
you're like, we all love to be naked, but some people shouldn't because they're ugly.
We're so immature.
I know. Come on.
We are immature.
Judging people based on their looks then is also immature.
Ugly. All right. So what do we think about, speaking of looks, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are working through the week. At this point, is there any end in sight to this trial? Are these guys going to go?
I think that they both have taken lighter fluid. They've pulled the cap off. They've squirted each other, and they're both throwing matches at each other. I think this relationship is so toxic that they're willing to both take each other down in order
Well, now there's a lot of money on the line, so now they each have to win. Because Johnny is suing her for $50 million. She countersued him for $100
million. Has she got $50 million? He's got $100 million, but is she at $50?
I don't know how much he has left, because remember, he blew through all that money and then sued his managers for taking his money. And I don't know. He doesn't really... He was forced... We learned through this trial that he was forced to sell his yacht to J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter, and he didn't want to sell the yacht, and that set him off on another bender. So he had all these different properties. He had like 5 properties in L.A. alone, and I think most of them have been liquidated. So I don't really know. And she definitely doesn't have $50 million.
Nah.
I mean, she couldn't even pay the $10,000 that she agreed to donate to a women's shelter because she said she didn't have the money. So...
Which I don't buy. That's the other thing, is that she wrote the statement for the ACLU wrote that article that's at the center of all this. And I guess in return, she was supposed to make a donation. And I don't know, Elon Musk has been digging her out a little bit because they used to have a romantic relationship. It seems
he claims that he has nothing to do with this, though. He's made multiple statements that
he just wishes her the best, but they have nothing to do with each other anymore. So I don't know where that rumor. I don't know where that rumor started that he's paying for her legal fees because he says he's not.
He did, at least maybe in the last trial then. I don't know. There's a couple
maybe
of
in the UK one.
Yeah.
He says that she was the aggressor. I found that to be interesting.
Well, that's what Johnny Depp says. And she has been arrested in the past for domestic violence against her former wife. So, but then the wife came out and defended her. Yes. And then the former wife apparently defended her and said it was a misunderstanding, you know, whatever. So who knows? It's off for a week, which I'm glad I get my life back because I can't stop watching it. So the judge is at a conference for a week, so they don't resume until, I don't know, the week after next. But she still has to face cross-examination from Johnny's lawyer. And that's going to be tough. And she has a bunch of witnesses that she's going to call. And I think her sister might be one of them because she claims in one of Johnny's, you know, drunken, drugged up stupors that he tried to throw her sister down a flight of stairs and that he hit her. So there are a lot of apparent witnesses to this bad behavior. And I think that what's become really apparent is Johnny Depp has had a drug problem that is so far worse than anything that anyone on the outside world knew about. And so my argument would be if I was on the jury, I'd be a hung juror right now because how could he even say I never hit her when he was in such a stupor he doesn't remember anything? And she has a million emails and text messages of him apologizing to her. It'll never happen again. I know I've ruined your life. I'm so sorry. You're the love of my life and all this other stuff that addicts do. You know, they act out and then they go on the apology tour. I don't know. It's not looking good for him.
You know who I really feel sorry for? His children.
His kids, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, this is devastating stuff.
The story, when my son Brendan was friends with Armie Hammer before he went off the deep end, after they filmed that Tonto, the Lone Ranger, or whatever that movie was.
The Lone Ranger.
And Depp played Tonto. Apparently, he was out of control most of the time. Very difficult.
And if Armie Hammer says you're out of control, then that's saying something.
That's saying something, right. All right, so other personalities in the news. Frank Langella, remember him? Very good actor. He was fired from the Netflix series The Fall of the House of Usher. He says his dismissal wasn't fair or just and un-American. He was a guest columnist in one of the Hollywood newspapers. He's now 84, by the way. He was let go after an investigation determined that he was involved in unacceptable conduct. So
This is kind of an interesting one because I read through what he wrote, which is lengthy, and I understand he has a long career to defend and a reputation. I understand that. But what actually happened, he was in this movie. He's 84, like you said, and there was a younger actress who is cast to play his much younger wife in this. And they have, you know, everything now. It's not just like a stunt coordinator. There's intimacy coordinators. And so the intimacy coordinator, they map out every single move of where your hands go and where, you know, where your mouth is and who can touch what. And everything is completely strictly choreographed. He went off the script and touched her leg in a way that she was not okay with. She ran off the set and made the complaint. And he says that it took away the spontaneity of acting. I mean, he basically went old school and said he thought the intimacy coordinator was, you know, was BS and that it wasn't needed and that, you know, he likes to act in the old school way. Well, I wouldn't want some creepy 84-year-old's hands all over me either, especially if that's not the job you signed up for. So he's trying to defend himself in an old school way. And he said he made an off-color joke. He called someone baby or honey. He occasionally hugs people, touches them on the shoulder. I mean, these old guys have got to realize, like, you know, boundaries are boundaries. You know, you agree to what the intimacy coordinator does, and that's it. And you don't go beyond that. So
I think, I don't know. I've always thought he was a fairly decent actor.
He's a great actor. Isn't he an Oscar winner, too? I mean, you could be a great actor and still also, you know, be an old codger who refuses to change.
I'm on a committee here in Framingham with a couple of women who are, remember the conversation that started with the he, her, they thing? The woman
pronouns?
Who's on this.
Yeah
right. And now this woman is accusing all the men. There are three women and five men on this committee. And because we're not going along with what it is that she thinks we ought to do, she's now trying to trump up some sort of with men and what they do and what they say, and they're out of control and yada, yada, yada. And I think that it's, as I said, I've said this many times, kind of like the Black Lives Matter movement. It's gone beyond where it needs to be. And I think some of these things, I don't know the specifics about Langella and what went on there. Is he capable? Everybody, anybody.
Well, I just think if you're going to agree to these are the moves we're going to make, like a stunt, that's how they choreograph
it. I'm making a general observation, not necessarily about this in particular, that people have become way too sensitive about things. There are appropriate and inappropriate things, no question about it, and we need to adhere to those. But when, you know, there are circumstances, and I'm not saying it's here, but there are circumstances when this thing is really overplayed. And perhaps we ought to look at that a little more carefully. 47 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash. So I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this?
candy drawer. Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Fifty-three past the hour. Time for the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology that we go over every week on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is in charge of that research and reporting on these items. We count them down from number five to number one. The Intel CEO, the story of the chip shortage. What's the update? That's number five this week. Victoria?
Well, 6 months ago, Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger said that he predicted the global chip shortage would last until 2023. Now he's kind of pushing that date back to 2024. He said, we believe that the overall semiconductor shortage will now drift into 2024 from our earlier estimates because the shortages have now hit equipment and some of those factory ramps will be more challenged. So he said that the global, actually Intel itself as a business is actually doing really well and the chips that they make have not really slowed down as much as the rest of what we call the chip shortage, you know, has been happening. And so he said that, you know, CPUs, GPUs, game consoles, some of those were really the highest profile items that were hit by the shortages. And so he said that, that the supply and demand are sort of already flattening out there, which is good news. But networking chip vendors are still in the middle of a significant shortage, and he said that Ethernet connections are particularly difficult, and he said that slowed down a lot of PC shipments. And so that's where he thinks that they're going to still have an issue maybe until 2024.
All right. Number four is not good news at all, for sure. Number four, the crypto enforcement that is now coming to the surface here. You got crypto? Listen to this.
Yeah, so the SEC announced this week that they're going to double their cryptocurrency enforcement division, which is now called just Cyber Unit. They've added another 20 positions, and the total of staff will go to 50 people now, increasing their ability to prosecute securities law violations related to crypto products. Now, the reason that this is important is because with more and more crypto being out on the market, the scams that are happening are almost at a record level. And the ones that they're investigating right now are called rug pulls. So operators of a project, they get investments, they promise big returns, and then they just disappear with the money. And so this happened recently with two different groups. There was a crypto token that was named after Squid Game, the Netflix show. There's a collection of 3D avatars. All of this stuff ended up just being fraudulent. So the SEC feels that with NFTs and all kinds of lending platforms and decentralized finance, which is called DeFi services, they think that this is something that they need to ramp up for security.
All right. Number three, the Google privacy settings this week.
Google is letting you request personal info to be removed from Google search results. Now, over the years, it's become increasingly challenging to keep personal information away from the web, as we all know. But Google's updated policies now allow you to take more control of your online presence in the search. So Google says users can now request personal information like your phone number, email address, and home address to be removed from the search results. The policy expansion also enables people under the age of 18 or their parent or guardian to also request removal of their images from Google search results, which is a big thing, too, for people who have kids. Now, you have been able to do this in the past, but now with cases of doxing where personal info and addresses are shared publicly with malicious intent, Google is trying to help mitigate a lot of what's happening with doxing. So take control. You know, it's probably a process, but, you know, see what your search results are. If you don't like what pops up, then definitely contact Google and make the request to have stuff removed.
Number two on our countdown of the top five, AT&T is trying what?
AT&T, in a shady way, is trying to push people to their newer cell phone plans, and they're raising the price on some of the older plans. The unlimited and the mobile share plans are going to go up between $6 and $12 a month. And, however, this is where they're being shady. They're not actually publishing which plans are being affected by this. They're relying on people to receive a message from AT&T and to actually act upon that. Don't waste your time. If you have AT&T for your cell phone, just call them up and find out what your plan is and what the new plans are. The new plans are supposedly cheaper, but don't get stuck with an old plan and paying more money when you could actually get more perks from a newer one.
All right, number one this week, Real ID.
Yeah, so this is back in the news. After several extensions, the time has finally come. The Real ID deadline is officially a year from now, May of 2023. Originally, air travelers were going to need to have a Real ID by October 1st of 2020 in order to get onto a domestic flight. Now, because of COVID and all kinds of other stuff, they've moved it to 2023. Make sure in your state that you find out what the requirements are, because you will not be able to fly domestically without a Real ID. So just get onto the website of your state and figure out what the requirements are. And get
59
on it.
59 past the hour.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.